Here's Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Hello there. I'm Diamond. I wonder if you've got any idea how much trouble a private detective can get into sometimes. Well, if you happen to have an office at Broadway and 53rd Street and the sign painted on your door reads Diamond Detective Agency, you're a setup for more trouble than a guy who goes bear hunting with a switch. I know, because I've got that office and the sign painted on the door. Sure, I've got a lot of idle time, and I use it up sitting around with my feet on the desk, waiting. But idle time can be as dangerous as a rattlesnake taking a sunbath. It's just the preliminary, the lull before the storm. You might wait an hour, a day, or maybe even a week. But the quiet minutes keep multiplying, and sooner or later, things come to a head. Like one day last week. I'd been working on an extra long lull that didn't look like it was going anywhere. But in another part of town, a union meeting was taking place. It was going to keep me jumping around like a hungry flea at a dog show.
I wanted to talk to you men. It's time that we did something. The Laborers Assistance League is already functioning in a great number of factories in this city. And it's getting a stronger foothold all across the country. It continues to expand and gain power because it operates best where there's growing unrest and discontent within the factories. Now, they cause trouble and make it look like the union's not doing a good job for the worker. I know for a fact that four or five men can sit in on a union meeting and cause enough trouble to make it look like the whole union is wrong. Now, this union is getting along fine.
He's really out to make trouble tonight.
Yeah, if he keeps it up, this is going to be a tough union to crack.
He won't keep it up. We're going to take care of him.
Oh, what good will that do? His brother Phil will be in from California next week.
We can shut his brother up, too. Are you sure he planned this thing with his brother?
Yeah. When he gets in from California, he's bringing enough information to put us out of business.
Well, that just gives us a week. He's talked too long. Let's break this meeting up.
...is doing just that.
Yeah? Well, how do we know you're not talking through your hat?
Well, now, look, you all know me. I gripe as much as the next guy. But I know for a fact that this league is not only working like that all over the country, but now it's beginning to move in on our factories and our unions.
Yeah, but how do we know it's such a bad thing?
They're a bunch of racketeers. And if you don't believe me, you come to this meeting next week and I'll give you the proof you want.
I don't know.
Well, I guess you're right. He promised them proof in a week and that's what his brother gets in.
Don't worry about it. When he gets the package, he won't be able to give anybody anything.
Rest of the dinner dishes, will you?
Oh, sure, honey.
Here, Mama, let me wash them. You talk to Tom for a minute. He's going to another meeting tonight.
Oh, meetings. Always meetings. Oh, Tom, you're working too hard.
No, don't worry, Mama. Phil will be home tomorrow. You got me.
Oh, this is not a good business, Tom. The phone call, the threats. Come on, Tom. Tell Mama.
No, I can't, Mama. It'll all be over soon. Now, come on. We'll help Marge.
I told you to go sit down and relax.
You sound like I was getting to be an old lady. You take the dish towel, and we'll both do them, huh?
Yeah.
Your wife thinks I'm getting too old to wash dishes. Just you wait until she has a daughter-in-law.
I think Mama's hinting.
Mama, shame on you. You give us the time to get the son first, then there's plenty of time for a daughter-in-law.
Well, I had you and Phil by the time I was 18. Marge is 22, and you've been married over a year now.
Mama, if you're so set on me raising a family, why don't you talk it over with Marge? Maybe you two can think up something.
We'll let you know.
Well, you do that, will you?
You better hurry up, Tom. You'll be late for the meeting.
All right, Mama. Oh, I'll get it.
No. You say goodbye to your lovely wife.
Why, thank you, Mama.
You know, before your father died, I only had time to raise two screaming roughnecks. But now I plan to be the grandmother of at least five more.
How about it, honey? Think we ought to make Mama happy?
This is a conspiracy. Who do you think's going to get left with all the work?